Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a NUC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Welcome back to You Shoot Here. Welcome to the Brickstar Telelon Live Studio. About technology, holy bad. We're going to cover some interesting things today. Nothing better than what's going on from a content standpoint. We got football. We've got the start of football, which was supposed to be the NFL Hall of Fame game, which never happened due to the fact that the new NFL Hall of Fame game field that is being built was not ready. But we also obviously have the Rio Olympics, and I think what's interesting so far from the Rio Olympics standpoint is they have tried to do some integration with technology, but technology has not been as a forefront as much as safety, getting around and doing this stuff, these events live. So I think that's the biggest thing, concern, and making sure those things are working out the way they wanted to. But we have the sports tech guys here, myself. Last week I did a short show on Friday. Today we're going to do a little bit regular size show or 30-minute show, talk a little bit more about sports and technology. A lot of things are happening right now in the sports and technology space. First of all, before I go into anything, I want to just make sure you know, right now for the NFL preseason, you can go to NFLDraftBible.com or NUCSportsMag.com, and if you put in the code FOOTBALL2016, you'll get access to both our gold membership for free. I'm sorry, for $4.99, 50% off, basically 7 cents a day for a lifetime. So there's no better deal than that. If you want to take our 30-day trial instead, you can put in code DRAFT2016, get our 30-day trial. What you're going to get when you go in there content-wise, we have high school coverage. We have all of our state-by-state rankings that have come out. They're all online, all of our past event results, all of our analysis on the top prospect camp just went up. I just saw Barry Every just blasted out today his first post-game report, which I think is a free article that we have out there, Urban County versus Pierce County in the scrimmage. So we're covering nation to nation. Last week, Rick Saratella was at Giants camp, New England Patriots camp. He's covering the Philadelphia Eagles and Jets camp as well. So he'll be back at the Giants camp this week. So it's pretty exciting stuff. We're going ahead and trying to cover coast to coast. You can go out there up NFLDraftBible.com to get all that preseason content coverage. He was also out at Kevin Faulks, New England Patriots, Kevin Faulks, Ring of Honor. And then also he was way out at Canton to cover the first game in the new stadium at the NFL Hall of Fame, some coverage there. But unfortunately, that game never took off. So we want to talk about some of those things today. We'll cover a couple of other things as well. But let's get it kicked off talking a little bit. Let me see. Yeah, Brady definitely. To I love it. We get our Periscope guys. You know, Brady's got his definitely has his suspension. So life is what it is out there. But let's talk a little bit before we jump into the NFL stuff, which there's a whole bunch of stuff going on sports and technology-wise with the NFL camps. We're going to cover a little bit of Rio Olympics before we go. Obviously, last night, if you guys know, just from a sports coverage standpoint, Michael Phelps had that unbelievable second leg in the 4x100 meter swim medley to help propel the Americans to the gold medal. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, I know they have some of that 365-degree panoramic view for some of those people that got the advanced TVs, but since I don't have the advanced TV, I watched it on my regular HD, and it looked pretty good there. We also had, if any of you guys, I stay up late sometimes watching the Olympics because I just enjoy it, you know, once every 4 years. But Simone from USA in gymnastics, she's today. You know, my girlfriend absolutely loves gymnastics and watching her. She's just an unbelievable athlete. So you'll see more from USA Gymnastics. I watch ping pong. It's amazing now with all the channels that you have that you can get access to watching all these different things all the time. Basically, if you want to watch the Olympics 24/7, you can. But what I wanted to cover today, which was something really interesting that I saw in the Olympics, and this has a lot to do with business, that I thought was really incredible. I just want to pull up the article for myself so I could share it with you guys from a real Olympic standpoint. I talked a lot about 3D technology, so it's really cool from a 3D technology standpoint what's happening at the Rio Olympics. Everybody talks about all the VR stuff that's going on, all the virtual reality stuff that's going on. But if you're an Olympics fan, you can actually get the same exact shoes that, for example, that Michael Phelps is walking around with, limited edition $300 3D tech sneakers that he wears. And I'll show it to you guys right now that came out from Under Armour. I want to get this to for you guys on Facebook Live. I'll post it for you. But if you go on sportstechie.com, they have this article about Michael Phelps' 3D shoe. You can see it right here. This shoe right here can be printed live on demand, okay, on this 3D clutch fit, where with 3D printers, they can go and replicate this directly for you. Unbelievable technology. And I'll show you a couple other things. I'm just going to show from my Periscope, from my Facebook Live people right here, because I know they want to see it too. There's that Michael Phelps shoe. So what they're doing technology-wise is printing out, okay, replicas. And any of you don't know about 3D technology, they could come in small boxes making small things. Most of the times they were used to replicate larger products, okay, that are going to go off onto assembly line to be able to turn things around much faster from a technology standpoint. So what they're doing now is they're taping replica shoes, so the same exact shoes that they would custom have for Michael Phelps, okay, when he's not in the pool walking around. They have those super hybrid training shoes that you kind of use for a lot of different things that can be 3D printed, customized for you. And that's what's amazing about 3D printing. We haven't talked a lot about this on the Sports Tech Guys, but 3D printing now allows people to go and get custom-made stuff right on demand. So those of you who are athletes or former athletes, think about it like this. If you go to a game and you get a football game and you get a T-shirt and you want to get a T-shirt, you go to the stadium, your favorite team is Rutgers or Ohio State or Penn State or Notre Dame, and you go there to the game and they go ahead and they give you a T-shirt already made, not customized at all for your exact size, but ready-made stuff. Okay, with 3D printers, we can now take on-demand stuff, T-shirts, clothing, any kind of stuff, mugs, computers even, okay, electronics, and replicate that technology, okay, and replicate that product live for you, boom, you have it customized for your exact specifications and needs right there. And so that's what they're doing right now at the Olympics. That's kind of taken over. I thought that was really, really interesting. BMW is using that 3D technology now with an LED motion system to track Olympic swimmers, and they're trying to make inroads into that exact area. BMW group called DesignWorks has designed a system to hold up to the intense forces of the Olympic swimmers. So they're being able to create algorithms and taking the BMW's on-the-road computer version to be able to identify humans, their park distance, their active cruise control, and be able to take those kind of things and replicating that from tracking what they do on the road, taking that into the swim meets, into the Olympics to track the Olympic swimmers. So that's amazing from a technology standpoint with respect to the Olympics. So everybody talks heavily about it, and those of you who I'm an ex-track guy. Not just a full player, but I was a track guy. They had the track shoes that they're replicating. You can see that. It's pretty amazing. They're replicating them. They're selling those first time run right there at the Olympics for people to be able to consume. So that's important for you to go and check out if you're interested in those kind of things. Tech Geek and Me has that going going live. So I think that's a real interesting thing. Couple other things from a technology standpoint, I just want to make sure I have this right. We talked about at the NFL the technology that was being used with the helmet cams to be able to get the same kind of view that you can get. So sticking with that virtual reality thing in the Olympics, the Rio, they are taking that virtual reality to a whole different level, giving you citywide tours. It's not sports related, but it has to do with the Olympics. Citywide tours of what it's like to go to Rio. So think about this, travel and tourism, right? You go in there, you want to go to the different venues. You can see the actual venue Olympic looks like. And let's translate into football. You know that's the next thing that's coming. You're going to be able to see the actual venue, the NFL venue, from your seat, what your viewpoint will be from your seat as an NFL fan. And you'll be able to see, and Minnesota Vikings are already involving virtual reality into their tech, into their stadium. So you've got all kinds of interesting things going on there from a technology standpoint. So I thought that was really interesting. The NFL, last week we talked about the insight in the NFL of how the media, the NFL camps, were not able to control or video, I should say, live anything on demand. But if you're a fan and you're actually on the fan, this is targeted for you, the fan, you could actually go to an NFL camp, film from the stadium live, Periscope, Facebook Live, any of those platforms, and have live content for you. What they're trying to do is make it first with the team, second with the fan to create that fan experience, and kind of trying to make media third so the NFL controls that actual media content and controls the delivery of that content to their benefit. So if you're out there as a fan, I would encourage you, you know, if you want to go and capture some of the exciting moments, not just watch it, but go ahead and you can go ahead and live Periscope that right through Twitter. And then the second thing, the most important thing as far as from a tech standpoint, maybe out there right now, is I talked about this on Friday in my short 15-minute show, is the war between Instagram stories, and Instagram has been updating its platform, and Snapchat's live stories, okay? The NFL has a content relationship with Snapchat for all of their teams, all their franchises. Instagram wants a piece of that, so does Facebook. So expect an impending war between those two companies from a content standpoint and raising the ante price. And that obviously benefits you, the consumer, and probably also the NFL as well. So anyway, Periscope, people out there on Twitter, if this is something that interests you, certainly tell me some of the things that you'd like to see done live for fan access, because we'll incorporate that stuff into our continued show. So any of your suggestions that you'd like to see on there, please hit me up. You can do that at dave@nucsports.com, and we'll go ahead and start to air some of those things for you on our show. Okay, so some new things that are going on. Like I said before, you go to nucsportsmag.com, nfldraftbible.com, use code football2016 to get 50% off for life at nfldraftbible.com. NFL coverage, our tech coverage, all of our sports tech guys are archived up on there, all of our videos and our radio broadcasts, our podcasts. You can visit us our podcast at iTunes and get every single podcast that we have, also of our player content broadcast for the drafts coming up for 2017. The NFL has released their rankings through Blesto and National of some of the top players in the country, their rankings. So if you're able to get your hands on that, you get a head start on the rest of the world from a draft standpoint. Of course, NFL Draft Bible has a great way of getting a hold of that content. So it's important for you guys to go out and check that kind of content out. The NFL camps, you might have seen that a couple of things that people are starting to experiment with, not the camps, but the drones that you'll start to see, I think, in high school football for the first time. You'll start to see, at least in practices, the drones being used to be able to film practices up high. Where I help out at Old Spain High School, we've talked about different angles. We have that end zone cam, which is great, but eventually you're going to have that stadium cam look, and where that drone can give you that overhead view to be able to make the calls that you need. It'll be interesting to see how drones get utilized in the actual content from a football standpoint. So, and they're going to continue to get used and integrated. Analytics, we talked about Catapult Sports, and there are other companies that are coming out right now with analytics that are being focused on making it get the performance out of all the top athletes, the top performance out of them, and to be able to track them, their hydration, their athleticism, their speed that they're competing at. And so I think those are some interesting things. Take a real quick break right now. Go to NFLDraftBible.com. Use code Football 2016, 50% off for life. Our gold membership works out for 7 cents a day. If you're an athlete, you can right now go to NUCSports.com and get the two best tips to help you get recruited right now. So those of you who might have some recruiting going on, might not. If you go to NUCSports.com, pop-up will come right away. You can get my two best tips. And I'm telling you, they're going to change your world. If you follow those two tips alone in depth, as I lay them out to you, absolutely free, you will begin to boost your recruiting. Now, if you're not a player, I can't do much for you if you're not a player. But if you're a player, those two free tips will change your world. And then if you want to get more help from a recruiting standpoint, you can actually schedule an appointment right online at NUCSports.com with me. Spend 30 minutes with me talking and recruiting, okay, and discussing your particular situation, what we can do to help you. And you'll have 30 minutes that you can go and talk with me about that. So go ahead and check out NGCSports.com to see all that information on there. Okay, so now we're going and we'll talk a little bit more about some interesting technology things. So Wilson footballs. Okay, most of the high school players utilize Wilson footballs in their practices, in their games. Kevin Murphy from Wilson Football has come out with the connected football, which is now available. What is interesting about the connected football? We'll be able to track, believe it or not, through analytics, the speed of the football. It's on sale September 8th for $199, and I'll show you guys that image. But for $199, you'll be able to get the Connected X football from Wilson. And the Connected X, if you're a basketball player, Connected X basketball from Wilson, okay? All 32 teams are going to have that available to them but in the NFL. But you'll be able to use it to warm up, to track the speed of your football, the velocity of the football, the distance of the football, okay? And to be able to get a player summary of each one of your throws of how accurate they are, distance, and speed. Incredible beginning of technologies, which will allow you, the sensor lasts for 500 hours of throwing, not including the times in sleep mode. So you'll be able to get the technology to get precision on your throws, okay, to be able to compete with other people. You'll be able to have all kinds of different things to make yourself as a quarterback more accurate, as an athlete, to cover the speed that you're going, the velocity, the spin. If the ball was caught or dropped, all that will be tracked by the Wilson X football. Pretty exciting stuff from a technology standpoint coming out September 8th. I promised you I'd show it for both of you guys, so we'll go ahead and show it. I know Russell Wilson's already using it right now with the Seattle Seahawks. That is the Wilson X football for you. You saw it here, Sports Tech Guys, live. Okay. That is the Wilson X football, okay, which will be introduced. And I'll show this here from my Periscope people, the Wilson X football live, okay, which will have all the tracking. Take a picture of it if you're on there on Periscope. Take a quick pic. Get it so you go ahead and find that thing. September 8th coming out, the Wilson X football, utilizing analytics technology. All right, we're in the last couple of minutes of the show. We covered the Rio Olympics. We covered NFL camps. All kinds of great updates coming out. If you go right now to NUCSportsMag.com, we'll get you some of the latest things that are up there right now, NUCSportsMag. We have featured right now, and actually you can get that those secrets right now for recruiting if you go to NUC Sports Mag, but you can also get, forgot about this, if you go to NFL Draft Bible, sign up there, you can get the fantasy football tips from Rick Saratella, five sleepers that you should be looking into for this year. But NUC Sports Mag hits the road, Irwin County versus Pierce County scrimmage. We got the Louisiana State football rankings, the Alabama State football rankings, player by player, the 2017 Canadian football rankings, the North Carolina State football rankings, the Illinois State football rankings, okay, and much more, Pennsylvania, Michigan. We have our Midwest Top 60, Georgia, California. Go on there and get that live, the top prospect camp results as well, and our FCS first team All-American, both from Barry Every, our national analyst, and our FCS All-American first team, second team, and third team, as well from NFL Draft Bible. So you go to NUC Sports Mag and NFLDraftBible.com to see that. Wrapping up the show right now. We'll see you again tomorrow. We'll have Rick Saratella on here live. Appreciate you guys coming out. 12 o'clock, as many days as we can do it live. We'll do it live with you. NUCSportsMag.com. Check it out. NUC Sports. That's the wrap up. Enjoy the Olympics. Enjoy NFL camps. And enjoy college preseason. It's coming up right around the table. College football in the next couple of weeks. This is Dave Schumann. Sign it off.
The following is a NUC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.